quick.
Shalom Rav Moshe. Okay, we're in the middle of the Ramah in Se'if Yud Gimel. Last year we, which I suggest you sit down, we did some of the most practical aspects of this Ramah. Continuing, there are many other practical aspects of this Ramah as well. I think we were up to the V'chein, how do I describe what we're up to? Right before the Yud Tes of the Taz. A few words before the Yud Tes of the Taz. Yes, Yaakov.
I just have a question before we leave that in.
Sure.
Can you close and talk about if like a woman loses track of her vessel?
What happens if a woman loses track? I'm not sure. It's simple pshat is that if a woman loses track of her, meaning she has no idea whatsoever, she just starts from scratch. She starts from scratch. Oh, she probably has some vesses that she doesn't know about it. She doesn't know when it is. Okay, vesses are abundant. She doesn't know when she it is. So she would just start from scratch.
But it's not such a discussion.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I haven't seen a big discussion, but Lahore, she would just start from scratch. I mean, it's also, you know, it's probably not, I don't know, maybe it is common. You know, she usually at least remembers one period ago. So she has something to work off, even if she doesn't remember her flaga. Okay, now says the Ramah, the chain, we had the whole examples yesterday, last year, and those examples were very crucial for a number of issues. The chain yichoshesh le'olam, now the Ramah summarized, this is what she goes on doing. What does she go on doing? Let's just chazer, without getting into his complicated examples. The rules are every woman without a vesis has to be choshesh for three things, two of which were mentioned by this Ramah, one of which, Onabeninus, was not mentioned by the Ramah, either because of the same as Chodesh, Gur, Leshach, or just because that's not his topic then. Right, but every woman has to be choshesh for three things. This is what they teach you in Kallah classes. One, Veses HaChodesh, that's not Kavua. Two, Veses HaFlaga, that's not Kavua. And three, Onabeninus, which is not, at least unless you're Leshach, not mentioned in the Sif. Until when? Says the Ramah, ad she tikva veses echad kedino, gaz einu choshesh lo sheni shalom nikva, o ad she echad meim neker, az einu choshesh lo afi shalom nikva ha sheni. There are two ways to get rid of veses kedino kavua, says the Ramah. Well, what's the Ramah's point? He says, how to get rid of, or, so how do you mevato, how are you oker? When is the Vesa Shino Kavua Nekar? Says the Ramah, in one of two cases. Number one, either Aleph, when is Vesa Shino Kavua Nekar? If Nikba Vesa Acher, meaning if a different Vesa is Nikba, even if this one wasn't Nekar yet, because like we didn't get to it, then it's the Inu Kavua Nekar, if there's a Kavua, it uproots the Inu. Or, you know, nekar pamachas. So either you get to it and it doesn't, and there's no period. You get to that day, there's no period. That's base. Or aleph, if you haven't gotten there yet, but you've been kovea something else. When you kovea something else, it uproots the inu kavua.
When you have on the other,
like it.
You kovea another vessel. It's by definition different than the previous one. No.
Here it's going to get a little but tricky, but okay, let's give an example. Let's say she sees Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Chaf Iyar. She now has a flood of 20 in the Inu Kavua, right? And then she sees Aleph Sivan. So, she didn't, certainly, she didn't uproot. Well, for the Shach, she did. So that's a bad example. Zivas, like the Shach, she did. So, maybe I'll, okay. Let's do this a little better. Ready? Let me try again. She sees, I want to get one that's not going to be a chlok, so I'll probably miss what she like. She sees
Aleph, Nisan. She sees. Chafhei Nisan, which is our flood of 25. She sees. Aleph Iyar. She sees. Yates Iyar. No. You're making this very difficult, aren't we?
Ready? Now I'm going to do it for real.
She sees. Chaf. Adar. Then she sees. Yud. Aleph Adar, Yud Nisan, Yud Aleph Nisan, which is a flood of 20, right? Aleph Iyar, which is a flood of 20, right? At this point, what does she have? Let's review what she has at this point. If we would stop here, she has Eino Kavua on Yud Aleph Lechodesh. Eino Kavua of Aleph Bechodesh. And Eino Kavua of Aflagas 20.
She wasn't okay at her Yud Aleph with the Aleph?
No. The Shach says one Aflaga uprits another Aflaga. No one says one Chodesh uprits another Chodesh.
And then she sees on Chaf Iyar.
What happens when she sees on Chaf Iyar? So Meila, she didn't see Yud Aleph Iyar that was uprooted. She sees on Chaf Iyar. When she sees on Chaf Iyar, what happens? Nikba Haflagas Esrim. Right? Because this is a Haflaga of 20. And Vilachain Nekar Meila Yom Aleph Lechodesh.
How was Yom Aleph Lechodesh Nekar in that case? Yud Aleph was Nekar when she passed it and didn't see.
Right, here's a great example of two ways you're okay,
right? Right now, Nekar Yud Aleph Lechodesh. Ki lo rasabo.
Yud Aleph Lechodesh was Nekar because it was Nekar Pamachas. Yud Aleph came, she didn't see. How was Aleph Nekar?
Aleph was Nekar. Afalpi Shelo Nekar Pamachas,
right? You didn't miss any Aleph. You haven't gotten to Aleph yet. And then what happens when you get to Aleph? Again, assuming not like nowadays, let's say she's already gone to the mikvah by the time she gets to Aleph. Not like nowadays, you take 12 days. What happens when she gets to Aleph? She doesn't have to be Purush in Aleph. She can sleep with her husband in Aleph. Why? She never missed Aleph once. After all, who knows? Maybe she'll see every Aleph for the rest of her life. No, since she was Koveya something else, it's automatically Oker Aleph. This is the principle that when you're Koveya a Vesis Kavua, it automatically uproots a Vesis Sheinu Kavua, even though you haven't missed it. So this illustrates the two parts of the Ramah. This is Derech Aleph. And this is... No, this is Derech. These, and this is Derech Aleph.
Right, Yud Aleph was Nekar because you missed it once. You haven't yet been Kovei anything else. Aleph Lechodesh is Nekar because you didn't miss it once, but you were Kovei something else.
That's the principle of this Ramah. There's a Machlokes Achronim, one side of which is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva here, in the Pesachei Tshuva here, in the name of the Chabos Das. The Chabos Das says this is not an absolute rule. It depends on the circumstances. What do we mean by this? He says, when do we say one kvios uproots an eno kavua? When the two things are mutually exclusive. But if they're not mutually exclusive, it's not an uprooting. Meaning,
Let's take an example. How about Kvias versus Haflaga is for sure Okeres versus Hachodesh She'eno Kavua. And Kvias versus Hachodesh is for sure Okeres a versus Haflaga She'eno Kavua. Why? Because those are mutually exclusive. If you see the same day every month, you can't always see the same haflaga, because that day of the month will mess up your haflaga. For example, you can't have a veses haflaga of 25 and a veses for every Rosh Chodesh, because that will mess up your haflaga. You'll have a haflaga of 20, you'll see on Rosh Chodesh haflaga of 25, then you'll have to see the next Rosh Chodesh, then it'll be a haflaga less than 25. So therefore, these two don't work together. You can't always have the same haflaga and the same day of the month. That is impossible. However, you can get your period twice a month. I mean, I don't know how likely it is, right? But what about Kvias versus Hachodesh Ha'im Okeres versus Liyom Acher Bachodesh She'eino Kavua? Says the Chavos Da'as, no. Why? Because you can have two Vesach Chodeshes. You can get your period twice a month. And it's not like Haflag and Chodesh, which will mess each other up. After all, how can you have Haflag and Chodesh? Since you have to see on that day of the Chodesh, that'll be a different Haflag than you were expecting. Right? You see every Chafla Chodesh, and you see every 23 days, that'll be messed up. Because you'll have to see every Chafla Chodesh, which will be not 23 days, it'll be 30 days. But if you see every Rosh Chodesh and every full moon, every Tesmav and every Aleph, then you can get your period twice a month. I mean, I'm not sure how scientifically likely that is, but it's mathematically possible. So that's the Chavos Da'as says, put in the Pesukei Tshuva, and that's what he says. He says, because Efshar, like, She'yiskaimu Shnehem. They could both coexist. They're not mutually exclusive, so therefore the kfiyah of one doesn't uproot the other. However, the other Achronim disagree with him. Even though he's the only one put in the Pesukei Tshuva, the other Achronim disagree, the Shulchan Aharav, and other Achronim disagree with him, and they say, yeah, theoretically you could get your period twice a month, but it's highly unlikely. If you get your period once a month, you're not going to. It's exceedingly unlikely that you get your period twice a month. And therefore, however, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and most Achronim disagree, and they say yes, any kvias uproots any eno kavua, because the odds that you're gonna like have two vestos are very slim.
Why is this? Meaning if she has a 25-day cycle, so then everyone should get out.
Then what?
She's gonna get her period, let's say, an Aleph, then on 25th day.
Okay, but then she can't also have a vestos kavua for Aleph, because then if she gets her period on another Aleph, that's only 5 days later. So that's a steward of the Haflaga.
Is it Nakar if she's still bleeding continuously from the 25th day?
Good question. The Lamaisa, we assume that even if you want to say that won't be an Akira, as the Chavos Da'as says, we already have something that's not an Akira, but that won't be an Akira. But then you're saying, interesting. No, because if you're bleeding the whole time, then when are you going to bleed next month? And you have to count the 25 from the Chaf Hei. So then next month you'll have to bleed in Chaf. And if next month you bleed in Chaf, and then you also bleed in Chaf Hei, then the next month you have to bleed in Tesvav. And how long can you keep bleeding through Chaf? It's not going to work out in the end. As opposed to two Chodeshes, you get your period every Aleph and every Tesvav. But we all know that's a highly unlikely to happen. The Chavos Da'as is Machmir. The other Achronim are Mekel. The Bnei Yisrael says almost everyone disagrees with Chavos Da'as here. Again, so therefore, Lamaisa, we paskin straight out. Every Kavia is Mevatel, every Eino Kavua. Not like the Chavos Da'as who makes a Chalak. We paskin, unlike the Chavos Da'as, this is a this rule always applies. Unlike the Chavos, who says, no, it depends, only sometimes we say it always applies. Okay, so this actually can happen. A woman might have a bunch of Eino Kavuas floating around. Then, once she's Kavuah one thing, that erases the Eino Kavuah. Fair enough, yes.
It's a general question. What role does the Shochanach Rav play in like our purview of like post-Kavuas?
So, if you're Chabadnik, he plays the role of Moshe Kivu Masara Tor Mesinai Umisara Leharav. But the for us, he plays the same role as the other Gedole Haposkim. Meaning he's, you know, he's okay, maybe some Hasidic Rebbes were just Hasidic Rebbes and not Gedole Ador Pesach. But I mean, there's some Hasidic Rebbes, they couldn't all be Gedole Ador. The Shochanach Rav was Gedole Ador. What if he hadn't been a Hasidic Rebbe? He still would have been Migdolei Ador. So therefore, what role did he play? He plays the same role as all the other Achronim. Now, I don't mean we possibly like him to Shochanach Rav beats the Chabos Das. I just mean it so happens. I don't mean most Achronim agreed because they like the Shochanach Rav. They respect his authority. No. He just happened to say something, and most Achronim happened to say the same Svara because he had a good Svara here. So he's not more or less influential than the Chabos Das. But in this case, everyone happened to agree with him because his Svara was better. Okay. The continuing in the Ramah, he says, one second. Yeah. He says, V'ein choshesh l'veshta dilugin ad shetik ba'enu. We already mentioned this, and he's chazering it. You're not chosh for dilug eno kavua. Remember, we said no dilug eno kavua unless you're kavua. So, what's an example? Ketan rasa tesva v'nisan choshesh l'tesva v'ir. That makes sense. That's the Yom HaChodesh. Lo rasa v'tesva v'ir eno choshesh l'tes zayin bo. Why would you? Rasa tes zayin bo. Let's see. You see tesva v'nisan tes zayin v'ir choshesh l'tes zayin v'siva. That's Yom HaChodesh. Eno choshesh l'yud zayin bo. Even though you have one dilug, you're not choshesh for another dilug. Rasa yud zayin bo. Let's say you say on yud zayin. Choshesh is the Yuzayim B'tamas. You chosh with Yuzayim B'tamas because of the Yom HaChodesh. But in Choshesh is the Yuchesbo. Even if you're the deal of Tesva of Tezayim Yuzayim, since it's not Kavua yet, according to Shmuel, you're not choshesh for the deal of Rasi Yuches B'tamas. You see Tesva of Tezayim Yuzayim Yuches. That's a Kviyos. Kabbal of Esla Dilugin, the Yachodesh, for Choshesh is the Yuchesba Av, and etc. Chaim B'derech Zerba Aflag of Lidugin, the same rule that we're not choshesh for any kavua of haflag of chodesh, like rest for haflag of for dilug of chodesh, like rest for dilug of haflag. Ki in chilip inam rakish omrim ki bedilug chodesh or yirishonim and many choshesh bar. However, until now he's been saying like Shmuel, you need tesva tesayin yizayin yud ches to be kovea. But you should know that according to Rav, tesva tesayin yud zayin are enough to be kovea. And we already know we're a mesopic between Rav and Shmuel, and we're machmir, both ways. Agav, here is a, we had this machlokas earlier. Let's remember. Chodesh bedilug. Rav said, Tesvav, Teszayin, Yodzayin, which is what the Rambam says at the end. You should know, Yeshomrim, that the first one counts. And Shmuel says, maybe I should put Shmuel first, because the Rambam mentioned first, you need Tesvav, Teszayin, Yodzayin, Yodches. Right, which is exactly what you said. You need Tesvav, Teszayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, and Kovea. But Yeshomer Rav says that is enough to have Tesvav, Teszayin, and Yudzayin. What is he? If that's Chodesh B'dilug. What about half flug of Dilug? So half flug of Dilug, remember we had a machlok between the Be'er Hagola and everyone else. Right, the Baragola and the other Achronim like the Shach and the Taz, etc. So, what did the Shach and the Taz say? They said Machlokas Rav and Shmuel also applies. Shmuel says you need Haflagas Lamed Aleph, Haflagas Lamed Beis. Haflagas Lamed Dalid, and Rav says you just need Haflagas Lamed Aleph,
and Hafla does Lamed Beis.
Okay, it, Lamed Gimel.
What? Yes, I have Lamed Gimel. Thank you. If we're counting the number of Rios, here we go. 4, 3. This is actually 5, because, you know, Hafla needs something to start counting with, and 4. And remember, the Be'er HaGola said it was Meduyik in the Mechaber. The Be'er HaGola said it was more Meduyik in the Mechaber. Be'er HaGola, which was certainly Pashtus of the Mechaber, he said, nope. Bein l'Rav, Bein l'Shmuel, there's no Machlokas Rav and Shmuel when it comes to dealing with Hafla. You just need Haflagas Lamed, Haflagas Lamed Aleph, and Haflagas Lamed Beis. Why is there no machlokas between them? Because even though you would think Shmuel needs 3 D-lugs, Rav needs 3, which have 2 D-lugs, but since there's 4 Re'eos here, then even Shmuel agrees that 4 Re'eos are enough. The Ramah here is also doing like the Be'er HaGola, Pashas of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Because what does the Ramah here say? He says you should know Ki b'dilug chodesh harishonim in amin, yesh omrim, that in dilug chodesh harishonim in amin. Yesh omrim, in dilug yesh omrim, that there is machlokes, that you only need 3 instead of 4. In chodesh. So what's his deal? If you read the Ramah carefully, it says, chayim b'derech zeh b'aflug of a dilug. In dilug of aflug is the same as dilug ha-chodesh, except in dilug ha-chodesh, there's a machlokes, rather than there's a yesh omrim. Sounds pretty clearly like in dilug ha-chodesh, there's a yesh omrim, machlokes, rather than in dealing with a flugger, there's no yesh omrim. So the Ramah here is meduyah, like the Be'er HaGola, just like the Mechaber earlier. The Shach and the Taz here, of course, tonight, says the Taz here, Tzarkiyun. Yeah, that's Tzarkiyun. What the Ramah says is not actually meduyah, because bein b'haflugger, bein b'chodesh, there's a machlok is Rav and Shmuel. And likewise, the Shach says, in some Kut and Chaf Aleph, he says, yeah, of course he meant the machlok is Rav and Shmuel in both. He just meant, only here does Rav say 3 Rios Shmuel 4. Over here, Rav says 4, Shmuel says 5, so it's different. Okay, so the Maisa, the Ramah here sounds like there's only a machlokes in Chodesh, not in Haflaga, which sounds like the Be'er HaGola. Taz says Tzarech Iyon, the Ramah wrote, didn't make sense. The Shach says, no, the Ramah meant there's a machlokes here also, but the machlokes is a different number of Rios. So we still have that, those two opinions here. Let's continue then. Continuing, we say, Rasa, last part of this Ramah, is the famous Achlok between the Ramban and the other Mepharshim. Rasa tesva benisam v'mshichu v'yasa arba yamin. V'yom tesayim v'ir rasa v'mshichu v'yasa shlosha yamin. Okay, there's a lot of messes here, because in some of the printings of the Shulchan Aruch, some of it got messed up, and then the Nosei Kalim had to, like, fill in. Of course, in ours, you don't have to fill in, right? The Taz says, oh, you have to fill in that ir, which we already have. What's the case here? The case here is that in Nisan you have Tesvav, Teszayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches, right? In Iyar you have Teszayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. And in Sivan, you have Yud Zayin. Now, what is the main point here? The main point here is that, what would you have said? You would have said she has a pattern of Dilug. She started Tesvav, started Teszayin, started Yud Zayin. But if you remember, the Ramban had a Shita, which we already discussed. The Ramban Shita was, it's not only the beginning of the period, that's Kovei Veses. The continuation is also Kovei Veses. So says the Ramban, Yesh Omrim, that she has 2 kviyasis. Says the Ramban, she has a dilug, and she also has a vesa shaveh. She's koveya both every yud zayin and dilug, because the continuation also counts. The Yesh Omrim, she income vesa shaveh klal, lo chotomach kviyas, we have some people say, no, we follow only the beginning. What do the other Rishonim say? Shari Shonim say, we only go by the beginning. Continuation doesn't count for Vestos. Vestos are only predicting when the period will start. And therefore, she only has Dilug. V'chein Iker, and we pass like the other Rishonim against the Ramban. Right, we don't pass like the Ramban, we pass them like the other Rishonim. We already had this machlokas. When do we already have this machlokas? We had this machlokas mentioned. It wasn't even, both sides weren't even mentioned. In Kuf Pei Dalet, Se'if Vav, what if her period lasts many days, like most periods nowadays? So, the Mechaber Paskin against the Ramban, that we don't count the continuation, we only count the beginning. Okay, so here the Ramban is consistent. It as in just an item of interest, in a regular case of, let's say it would have been Nisan, Tesvav, Tesayim, Yudzayin, Sivan, Tesvav, Tesayim, Yudzayin, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, Tesvav, Tesayim, Yudzayin. Same basic machlokas. Over there, the Ramban would say you have three Vestos. Tesvav, Tesayim, Yudzayin. And the other Rishon would say, no, only Tesvav. We possibly only Tesvav. Just so happens that over here, it's the Ramban and the Ravid who say you have three Vestos, and the other Rishonim who say you only have Tesvav, and we pass like the other Rishonim. This was Kuf Pei Dalet, Se'if. What did I just say? Tes. Vav? What? Vav. Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Vav. I think that's what I said. Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Vav. Yes. It so happens here, if you look at the parentheses, there are not even the Ravid agrees with the other Rishonim here. So here, there's over there, it was the Ramban and Ravid against everyone else. Over here, it's only the Ramban against everyone else. The Ravid says, even though in this case I'm willing to call all three of them a Veses, in this case I'm not willing to call Yudzayin a Veses. Because it seems like the Dilug is a much clearer pattern than the Yudzayin. And come on, we all know the Yudzayin is going to disappear because she's going to go on to Yudches. Like in this case, the Rav will say, yeah, she'll always see these 3 days. In this case, hold on, she's going to start at Yudches. So he's not Machshav the Yudzayin. Okay, so in this case, the Ramban and Rav are the Das Yachid, who we don't Paskin like. This is Kof Pei Dalet Sefav. And in this case, only the Ramban is left as Das Yachid, no Paskin like. Either way, we Paskin, we ignore the continuation of the period, and we only go by the beginning.
We always ignore the continuation? Like, even if Sivan was Tetzayin Yudzayin, and there wasn't another Veses that was...
Even if Sivan was Tetzayin Yudzayin, we would say she has no Veses Kavua.
Or if she always...
If Sivan was Tetzayin Yudzayin, she'd have no Veses Kavua. Right. None whatsoever. Correct. We basically always ignore the continuation. You know, for all practical purposes. What was I going to say?
What was the case of Pedala Hay that we possibly
derived it? So that was a tricky one. That was if she bleeds for a few minutes from before sunset to after sunset, then we also are machmir after sunset for a few minutes, and that was the whole question. Like, why? The answer was somehow that if it's a very, very small amount, then we're machmir. Correct, that was the steeper. But in terms
it's
of...
It's like 2-3 days.
But yeah, but we're definitely not machmir. Okay, for practical purposes, we ignore the continuation. That's the principle of Kof Pei Dalet Vav, and that's the principle of Kof Pei Tes Yud Gimel at the very end. Just two other nekudos that we have to point out here. One nekuda, which is a little peculiar. One nekuda, which is a little peculiar, is that this whole assumption is that three days of the month is Veses HaDiluk, that's only for Rav, not for Shmuel. So the Ramban actually possibly like Shmuel. So that was a bit of a technical problem here. And the Taz says, we see from here, that the Ramban doesn't really pass like Shmuel. He's really machmer both ways. Because this is a quote from the Ramban, and we see he's being machmer like Rav. And the Shach says, And the Shach says, nah, he says, lav davka, we really mean, and then there was a yud ches, and he's really holding on Shmuel. Okay, that's a very technical point. Doesn't matter. We know we're machmer both ways. The question is just, what does the Rabban himself hold? Does the Rabban himself hold that he's machmer both ways like Rabban Shmuel, or only like Shmuel? The other interesting point here is that Taz, in Sivkot and Lamed, the Shach, I mean, Sivkot and Lamed Tes, says the Shach, remember there was a funny Ramah who says a woman who changes her vestas within a few days has to keep the time she changes. So, yes, hold on a second. Why in this case? Why does he say we're only follow the Tchilas HaVeses? Right, we should follow. I mean, the Madani Melech has a strange understanding. He says, don't we have to follow all the continuation of the Veses because that's all within a range of days that she sees? And Taz Shach says, no. Not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant you only follow the beginning of the Veses. It's just if she's Veses Kavua and then she's a Shinoi, you have to keep the Veses Kavua and the Shinoi, like in Sif Yudalit. Okay, not so exciting. Let's go to Yudalit. Sif Yudalit. The Haisa Regila, this is a Mefurish Mishnah. Haisa Regila, Liras Yom Esri, and the Yesh Lobos of Veses Kavua. I mean, that price is not so necessary. Regila generally means Kavua. Veshinsel, the Yom Shloshim, Shinoi. She had a Veses Kavua and then had a Shinoi. Ze Veze Asur. Okay, this first part is pretty obvious. Let's just say it out. This is called Isha. Yesh la veses kavua v'shensa. So what does she have to be choshesh for? She has to keep le veses ha-kavua v'gam l'shinoi, which is eino kavua. Keep in mind, if you have an eino kavua and then you're kovea, that erases the eino kavua. But if you have a kvias and then you change, then you have to worry about the Eino Kavua because it's the most recent thing. So then you have to keep the Kavua and the Shinoi. What don't you have to keep? You don't have to keep on a Bainus because you have a Vesas Kavua. Right? So without a Vesas Kavua, keeps on a Bainus. So one with a Vesas Kavua who had a Shinoi doesn't keep on a Bainus, but it has to keep the Vesas Kavua and the Shinoi. Technically, even though that's not being described here, she would have to keep three things next month. The Vesas Kavua, the Haflug of the Shinoi, and the Yom Chodesh of the Shinoi. It doesn't say that here, but that's the way the Achronim say it makes sense, right? So really, she should have to keep three things. One, Kavua. Two, Haflaga of Eino Kavua. The Kavua is whatever it is. And three, the Yom HaChodesh of Eino Kavua. So the Maisa, a woman with the best Kavua as a Shinoi, here the Shulchan Aruch just says two things. Right? But really, halacha l'maisa ends up being three things. So the Shulchan Aruch here is not getting into the difference between haflag and yom hachodesh. L'maisa, let's review. A woman without any veses kavua has to keep three things every month. The latest haflaga, the latest yom hachodesh and unabatedness. A woman with a veses kavua as a shinoi also has to keep three things next month. Her kvios, the haflaga of the shinoi, and the chodesh of the shinoi. And a woman with a veses kavua who didn't deviate only has to keep one thing, only the veses kavua. Okay, now, how do you calculate it? So let's look at this for a second. For in Haflaga, it gets interesting. In Yom HaChodesh, it's not so interesting. But in Haflaga, it gets interesting. So let's see how. She sees 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, right? She had Veses Kavua, and then all of a sudden, 30. What does she have to keep next month? 20 and 30. Technically, you're supposed to say, and the Yom HaChodesh. But we're not getting into this in this Sefer Shulchan Aruch. And 30. This is Haflagos, yeah. They would be the same for Yom HaChodesh. But here's where it gets much simpler. Yom HaChodesh. Let's say she saw Chaf,
Chaf, and let's make it easier. Let's make Chaf Tes, just because every month doesn't have a lot of it. And Chaf Tes. Then it's very easy. What does she do next month? Next month, she has to keep Chaf with the Chomer of Kavua, and Chaf Tes with the Chomer of Eino Kavua. The same thing. And what? And she would have to keep technically a flaga of 10. Chaf Chaf Tes is what we call a flaga of 10, because it's the 10th day. You know, which would not be much enough to me, because she wouldn't have been to the mikveh yet by then. She would still be in the middle of the Kiyam in our minute. But correct, she'd also keep, you know, which is not our main point, plus haflagas eser. Okay, but that's not our main point. How about in this case? What does she have to keep next month? She has to keep haflagas esrim as kavua, haflagas shloshim as eno kavua, plus, and that's not going to be our main point, plus the yom hachodesh shel hashinoi, we say. Because who knows? What's the Shina? Maybe she changed it to a Yom HaChodesh, not changing to a different Aflaga. Okay, but that's not going to be our point now. Now, here, the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara has a Machlokas with a clear Psak. How do you count? Let's go back to this case. This case is pretty easy. From here on, it's easy. We know when Chaf is, we know when Chaf Tes is, everyone knows when every day of the month is. Yes, Mickey?
I think this falls back onto last week, but the Haflagas Esrim and the Haflagas Shloshim, it goes both from the 30th.
Okay, so yes, that's exactly what we're trying to say. Let's think about this. The Gemara has the following discussion. Let's go back to this case. I'm just repeating it to get more space. 30. Now, when did she, obviously, she missed the 20 someplace, right? If she saw 30, then she missed the 20. She missed 20, right? 20 days after the last one she missed, and then she's on the 30. When do you count the haflagas from? So, 30 from then is eino kavua, because like, now eino kavua, she can see every 30 days. When do you keep the 20 from? So the Gemara had one half, Mina. Maybe you should keep the 20 from here. Like, maybe she's still on 20, she missed that 20, but the half, Mina. Hav Amina is count 20 from then. And that's your kavua. That's a Hav Amina Gemara. Count 20 for when you miss the 20, so it's really going to be 10 later. Right? Why? Because maybe keep up the 20, so she missed that 20, but she should have gotten that 20, so count when she should. That's called the sheet of counting for when she should have gotten. But as Mickey points out, that's a Hav Amina Gemara. The Gemara has a clear psak like Rahuna Big Rav Shua Nothing, not like that. What's the din? The din is, I didn't leave myself much room. The din is count the maskana is you count 20 from them, and that's your kavua. Meaning, you always count haflaga from the most recent Iyah. You don't say her 20 is from when she should have seen, could have seen, would have seen. You count the 20 from when she did see. That's the way haflagas work. So, if I'm going to write this whole thing again, because every time I didn't leave myself enough room, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30. What happens now? What are the 3 days? And here's not 20. So here's plus 10, plus 20, plus 30. This is not a vesses. We don't say 20 to 20, you should have seen, and then another 20. So 10 days after your last period is vesses. We don't say that. We don't count the vesses from should have, would have, could have. Only from did. Rather, we count 20 from here as kavua, and 30 from here as eino kavua. That's a clear Gemara. There's no two ways about it. And I think that's what we
just read in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the. Let me read the Shulchan Aruch Daled Yom Hayshiv Regil. There's Yom Esrim Yishlo Zeves Kavua V'Shinsol V'Yom Shloshim Zev Zasurim. Ukshe 20 and 30 now both Asur. When? How do we count 20 and 30? Shegia Yom Esrim Lir Iashloshim. 20 from the 30, not 20 from when you didn't see. 20 from when you did see. Asurim Shemves Sarishon V'Yom Liplo Turbo Choshesh L'Yom Shloshim. Okay. 10 days later is not a Vesses. We don't count from theoretical. We count 20 from the 30 as your Kavua. And if you don't see it, you worry about 30 from 30 is the Ainu Kavua. And if you don't see it, then who knows? The Havmina is, you think she should see every 20. So she should have seen then. There was just a fluke that prevented her from seeing. But she should still see 20 days later.
The Havmina is that you should do 10.
Not 10. You should do 20 from when you should have gotten your period. The Havmina is to count... Pretend she got her period on day 20 and count 20 from then.
Even though she got
it on the 30th? Right. The happening is like this. Maybe her kviyah still stands. And this 30 really should have come after 20 days. It was just delayed for 10 for some strange reason. But it's ke'ilu it came after 20 days. So therefore count 20 from the 20. And we say no. So the happening is to count from when you should have seen. Kamash 1, we only count from when you saw. At least so far. That is... Okay, this is not controversial. Now the Gemara has a brisa. What will be controversial, we'll get to. Well, let's take it one step at a time. Where's mine? So that is very clear that you count from when you actually saw. Which is funny, meaning like, at this point she says... I'm going to get my period in 20 days from now and 40 days from now. Then all of a sudden, right, she gets her period 30 days later. Now, she doesn't think she's going to get her period the same time she used to. Right? It's like right now when she was Kavua, she says, I know when my next two periods are. 20 days from now and 20 days after that. She gets her period 30 days. Now, she's not kosher when she thought two periods from now would be. She restarts her calendar.
Is it sort of like a steering in a day, like, sounds like if we're counting from the 30, it's almost as if she was
neck or
the 20.
No, it's not she was neck or the 20. There was a fluke. The question is, how do you look at a fluke? Do you look at a fluke as, well, it came a little later, but it should have come in its time? Or no, it came a little later for whatever reason, but now you're back on track every 20 days. So we say it came a little later, but the ikker is that it takes 20 days till your next period from your last one.
She lost it and then she got it back?
Yeah, or a fluke happened. Why are we still choshish the best kavua? Since it was only uprooted once, we say that was a fluke. The question is, what's the ikker of, of the vesses? Is the ikker of a vessa fluga that there's something special about every 20th day from now for the rest of your life? Or no, there's something special taking 20 days to replenish your blood. So we say, it's not there's something special every 20 days from now for the rest of your life. No, it's just it takes 20 days to replenish your blood. So if you saw in 30, the kviyah says it'll take 20 days from then to replenish your blood. 20 days to replenish from when? From the last time I bled. I think it's Bistaber. Now there is a brisa. What is the brisa? The very end of the Samach Dalar and Aleph. Tanya Kavase, Dirav Papa. Didn't help us very much the way I read it very fast. But let's try to take it one step at a time. Says the Braisa. Let's take this brisa now more clearly, which is what this Sefer Shulchan Aruch is based on. Says the brisa, she had a veses for Esrim, and then once she saw Shloshim. Right? So, let's remember this woman. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Then all of a sudden, she didn't see on 20, and she saw on 30. Next month, she's Chosheshesh for 20 and 30. Right? When is she?
She's Chosheshes at this point for 20 and 30.
Okay, what happened the next month? Let's read it. Zeb Zasurim. Higia Yom Esrim Velo Rasa, Muter Sama Se Yom Shloshim. Vichosheshes the Yom Shloshim. Higia Yom Shloshim Verasa.
What happened? She worried about 20, but in the end, she didn't see on 20. Instead, she worried about 30 and saw on 30. Now she has two Matkirs, right? Two 30s and two missed 20s. But she's still in the same boat. She has a Kavua of 20 and an Inu Kavua of 30, because two is the same as one in Vestos.
So, what does it say? Well, okay, it doesn't say, but it's obvious. The advice doesn't say, but it's obvious at this point she has to be Hosheshes for 20 and 30 from then. That's Pasha. Higia, now here there are Girsa issues. Yom Esrim v'lorasa, Shloshim v'lorasa, Esrim v'lorasa. That's at least what it says in our Brisa.
Right? What happens? She doesn't see on 20. She doesn't see on 30. Rather, she sees on 20. What happens when she sees on 20? I know. What happens when she sees on 20?
Goes back to the rest of the book.
Now, Orach Bezmano Ba. Orach Bezmano Ba. Orach means, what does Orach mean?
Period.
Not meant to be a hard question. A period. How do we know Orach means a period?
Orach Nashim.
Right. The Parshas Vayera. Chazal Chadal Yotzer Orach Kanashim. Orach Nashim means the period came back in its time. What do we mean? At this point, what's the din? At this point, Nekar 30 and Chazar 20 Likvi Uso. That's Orach Bezmano Ba. Now, the question is, what's the problem with this Brisa?
Where are we counting 20 from?
Yeah, where are we counting 20 from, right? I mean, everyone has a problem with this Brisa. Like, how do you see, if you didn't see 20, you didn't see 30, how do you then see on 20? Like, 20 from what? Right? Seems very difficult. 20 from when? Meaning, you're already past 30. You can see on 20, 31, see on 35, but you can't see on 20 anymore.
Yeah, that's
you're already past 30.
Chorda, that's 40, but then it comes in the period that was supposed to be on that.
Good. So here, there are many different opinions about this. Here, there are many different opinions about this. Let's read this in the Shulchan Aruch and see if he helps. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hopefully, he should say what I just put on the board for the Gemara, because he's supposed to be based on the Gemara. For example, the Baragola says, starts with the Mishnah, and Daf Samachil and Beis, and the Braisa, and Daf Samachil and Aleph, going on to Amad Beis, which is what I just read. So hopefully that should be what it says. What does he say here? Start from the beginning. Haisa Regil Liros Yom Esrim, Vishinsul Yom Shloshim, Zev Zasur, good, Shin Shinoi, now both are Asur. She has to worry in day 20, and if not, worry in day 30. Great, now what happened next? Two changes to 30, following the Brisa. Zev Zasurim, still both are Usur, like I had on the board. Okay, this is a different case. And Esr Yom Shloshim. Okay, so this is, now this is a case not in the Gemara, but this is obvious. 20, 20, 20, 20. 30, 30, 30, that should be obvious to all of us. Now 30 is Nikva, and 20 is uprooted, right? That's a no-brainer, right? No one has any problems with that. How about the next case? If after one or two changes, she now sees 20. Okay, Chazar Vesa Shal Esrim Lankomo V'chutar Shloshim. Okay, this is actually... The Mechaber is pretty straightforward. What does the Mechaber say? This is the first case of the Mechaber. Pretty straightforward. The second case of the Mechaber is 20, 20, 20, 20. 130, then back to 20. Or 230s and back to 20. Basically, everything the Mechaber is straightforward. If she sees 330s, now she has 30 and not 20. If she sees 30 once, sorry, I should have written this clearly. 30 once and then goes back to 20. Now she has 20 and not 30. Why? Because the 20 came back and the 30 is gone. If she sees 30 twice, And then 20, Panach Tvamayim, also very easy. 20, 9, 30. This is all pretty poshut. All the case in the Mechaber are very, very straightforward, are very easy. All the case in the Mechaber are very easy. When does this get interesting? It gets interesting because of, how about the Gemara and the Rabban and the Torah? Right? So the Shas starts with the Gemara. The Rush and the Shas. And the Taz starts with the Rabban and the Torah. What is this case in the Gemara? Very tricky. What's the case in the Gemara? What's the case in the Gemara? It doesn't make sense. You can't have 20 here. So here, there are at least four different pshatim what the case in the Gemara is. Let's see the different pshatim. The shach's pshat in the case in the Gemara. What's the shach's pshat? What does the shach say? Actually, we don't need an arrow. The problem with the Gemara, this is the problem. What's the case of 20? What's the case of 20 in the Gemara? So, one way of reading the Gemara is the way the Shach says. Says the Shach, this is the case. Mufi Shach. What's the case? 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Background. 30, 30. Now, she didn't see 20 or 30, but she saw 20. How could that be? So it must be, means she didn't see 20, didn't see 30, but saw something else. Let's call it, pick any number above 30. 35.
I'm making 40.
Okay, 40.
I'd call it 20 if it was 35.
What? No. You don't know what I mean. 35 and then 20. In other words, he inserts another one. She didn't see 30. She saw something else. And then saw 20 days after that. It's not what you were saying. The Shach's not saying what you were saying. The Shach disagrees with what you say. I'm not saying everyone in the world disagrees. I'm just saying the Shach disagrees. Yes.
How could that be? It's still just because it wasn't Kovea different.
Aha! And then you have a Chiddush. Then the Gemara has a big Chiddush. What is the big Chiddush? What is the big Chiddush? In which case, the fact that 30 is Nekar is not a Chiddush. Of course 30 was Nekar. You passed 30. Of course 30 is Nekar. 30 is Nekar is Shmizi. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara is... Chiddush of the Gemara is... Even though 20 was Nekar three times, even though 20 was Nekar three times, and when it's Nekar three times, it's gone, right?
You only passed it twice.
No. You passed it once to get to the 30, another time to get to the 30, another time to get to 35. Right? You missed the 20 here. You missed the 20 here, and you missed the 20 there. It's Nekar. It's Nekar, meaning you did not have to be Choshesh for this 20. Even though it was Nekar, and it was gone, what's the Chiddush? He says, there's a Chiddush called Orach Bezman Oba. What does Orach Bezman Oba mean? Does it mean that if you only uproot something once or twice and then it comes back, the Orach is coming back to its time? That's not Orach Bezman Oba, that's just because it wasn't Nekar. Three times. The Chiddush is, even after it's Nekar three times, and it's Nekar, if it comes back once, it comes back to life. New rule. New rule, which is now found anywhere else in Shas. And it was gone. Meaning, what do you mean it was gone? And it was Nekar three times, and you no longer had to be Choshesh. Right? Meaning you didn't have to be Choshesh that day. She was allowed to be with her husband that day. Let's hope that she happened to not be in the mood to be with her husband and then got her period and luckily was saved. Right? She was allowed to be with her husband that day on 20. It was Nekar. Nonetheless, and you no longer be Choshesh if we have to make one tonight. If no
other Vesses was Nikva instead. It lies dormant. And if it happens once, it is Nikva.
For how long?
Until it's uprooted three times.
You go on a year?
Forever! Let's say she saw 20-20-20, and then random things with no pattern for the next 15 years. And then 20. Or not a bas, she now is a bas kavu of 20 for all intents and purposes. Now, obviously, Jacob will say, well, at a certain point, it seems scientifically unlikely. Okay, the answer is, at a certain point, it probably is, but we don't know where to draw the line, so we make a rule. Because think about it, in this case, not so crazy. 30, 30, 35. We forgot about 20. But then she sees 20 again. That's an amazing coincidence. Maybe the point is it was just a three-time fluke. Usually when something happens three times, you don't think it's a fluke. But if she got back to 20, then Orch was Vanubah. Again, Jacob will say that's because it was 3 months later. Not in my example where it was 180 months later. But okay, we don't draw the line somewhere. That's the Chiddush according to the Shachir. That's the Chiddush from the Gemara according to the Shachir, which is not, now, just to be fair, which is not found, not found so explicitly, in the Gemara. That's what the Shach learns from this Gemara. The Shach learns from this Gemara that, just to review, Shach learns from this Gemara that even if you uproot a Vesa three times and it's Taka uprooted, if you replace it with a different Veses, you could put it in the trash and empty recycle bin. But let's say it was uprooted three times, you delete it, but you don't empty recycle bin. It's still there someplace like beneath the surface waiting. And if it happens once again, it comes back to full force as a full Veses Kavua. And now you have to uproot it three times to get rid of it again. At this point, she's a regular Balos Veses Kavua of 20. And then he says, the uprooting 30, that's no big deal. Everyone knows 30 is uprooted. The Chiddush is that 20 comes back, even though you would think it wouldn't come back. You thought until now, 20 is just an Enu Kavua. It only happened once. No. It was lying dormant, and it comes back. And this is not what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't explicitly deal with this here, but Taka the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Shach. I mean, I don't know if he agrees that's Pshat in this Braisa, but he agrees to the din, to the very next sif of Shulchan Aruch actually says that. The very next sif of Shulchan Aruch actually says, we'll read it quickly, Shinsar Yosef Lohishva Osam Kiyoncha Shinsar Ham Achzliyom Shloshim Hashem Lamed Vejim Shus Lamed Dalad Nekar Vesar Rishon Ve'in Lo Vesas Klal Yim Chazor Liris B'yom Vesar Rishon Chazor Likviyoso HaRishon End of the parts of the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch says next time, 35, 37, 33, random things. 20 is Nekar. But if it happens once again, it's back to being a regular Kavua. So according to the Shach, that's Pshat in this Braisa. Pshat in this Braisa is that it's back to being a Veses Kavua.
And so let's say the next time she sees 30.
Go back to... Nope. 30, since 30 was never Nikva, 30's...
Let's say 30 was Nikva.
If 30 was Nikva, then 20's not dormant anymore. Then 20's empty recycling. Okay. That's why I said, if there's no other Vest of Nikva. Meaning, you never have two Vestos lying dormant. Right? In this case, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 30, random things, and then 20, or 20 right away, just ain't no kavua. So a new kvias erases the old kvias legamre. An akira without a kvias erases the old kvias for now, but if it comes back once, it's brought back to life. That's how the Shach reads this braisa, and that's what the Mechaber says in a different example in the very next sif of Shulchan Aruch.
In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, shouldn't the last words be ad sheyikta? Like, why does he ad sheyakir men sholosh? It was yakir sholosh.
Oh, you mean where I read in sif tesvav?
Yeah.
No, what I mean is if the 20 comes back once, now it's back to Kvios, and you have to keep it until you uproot it another three times. Okay.
Could you have two different vessels being dormant?
No, only one. Because if you covea a new vessel, that erases the old vessel from being dormant. If you have 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 30, now the 20 is not dormant anymore. Now the 20 is actually erased, recycled in. Empty, recycled in. Right? So only one thing can be dormant. And that's the principle of Orech B'Zman Ba. So let's just review this cloud called Orech B'Zman Ba. The cloud of Orech B'Zman Ba says that Veses Kavua Shenekar. That's the important time, right? Only if you don't have a different veses. If a different veses kavua, if you have a different veses kavua, it uproots it. But if it's nikba without a veses acher, neka. Aval im irakach ham achas chazar likvi uso. That's how the Shach reads this brisa. That's how the Shach reads this brisa.
The Hizkos shows again. Sorry, 30, 32, 34. Isn't that new?
That's a kasha which we're not. That's a side kasha which we're not dealing with yet. I mean, the answer is going to be that that's example set according to Shmuel and Mechulu. Doesn't work for Berigal. Okay. The answer is that's not a topic there. Vestos are crazy. Whenever you try to give a good example, you always mess yourself up by giving an example of something else you didn't mean to. Even if you're the Gedolei Acharonim. Okay, but let's pretend that we don't know that, right? Let's pretend we didn't notice that problem. That's a technical problem. Pretend we don't know that yet. Okay, now, does everyone agree with this call of Orech B'Zman Ba? Yes.
Sorry, where did this come from first?
It came from?
From the Gemara?
The Gemara, which says, Higia Yom Esrim V'Rasa, Huto Yom Shloshim V'Neser Yom Esrim, Mipnesha Orech B'Zman Ba.
But this understanding...
Can't from this understanding of Orech B'Zman Ba.
But this understanding of Orech B'Zman Ba comes from the Shach. Correct or incorrect?
Correct. Yeah, I don't mean it comes from the Shach. It comes from the Shach is the one who says it here. I don't mean the Shach made up this understanding. The Shach says the Rosh and Rashi have this understanding. Okay, so that's what you meant. You meant, how did the Shach know this Pshat? So he says... He says, what? It's Samach Dalet Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. Now, I admit, Rashi doesn't say this clear words as the Shach, but Rashi and the Rosh, Shach says, I'm based on Rashi and the Rosh. So you're right. Well, who is the Shach to make up a new concept? Lefi Shach, Alpi Rashi, the Rosh. Does everyone agree with this principle?
Let's see if God's name in the Shach.
That's Sifkat and Mem in the Shach, correct. That's the Shach and Sifkat and Mem. Does everyone agree? One second. Does everyone agree with this? There it is. What's the makor of this? The makor of this is Rashi and the Rush. Rashi and the Rush. Rashi's lashon is confusing because the way Rashi says is, oh well, because she didn't have three uprootings because the three weren't all the same thing. Meaning there were three uprootings, since they weren't the same thing, it's not a total uprooting in Orach B'Zman Ba. So it's based. I'm not saying Rashi and the Rush are going to say it in quite so many words, but it's based on Rashi and the Rosh Pshat in the Gemara. Now, how about the Rishonim of other Pshatim in the Gemara? They can also agree with this rule. Right? You can have a different Pshat in Bryce and also agree with the rule. Although, maybe not. The Taz claims at the end of Sivkatan, Chaches, that the Ramban and the Rashba disagree with this rule. He claims the Ramban and Rashba disagree with this rule. Okay, that's his claim. He claims the Ramban and Rashba disagree with this rule. So does everyone agree with the rule or not?
Does the Shach think they agree?
He doesn't say. I don't know. I don't know what the Shach thinks. It's a good question.
Obviously, if they saw the explanation, they would agree with you.
It's no, it's. I mean, it's not so clear. It's not so clear. The Taz says that he has to make a hagav. So, does anyone disagree? So, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Taz disagree. According to the Taz, the Ramban and the Rashba disagree. Okay, the Shach, he doesn't say if the Ramban and the Rashba necessarily disagree or not. I don't know. Shach doesn't explicitly say that anyone disagrees. The Machaber doesn't say if anyone disagrees. Okay, could be the Ramban and the Rashba disagree. Okay, so, but we hold like this rule. We hold like the rule of Orach Bezman Uba, meaning there's two different ways to be Oker Vesas Kavua. You can be Oker by replacing it with another Vesas Kavua, in which case it's really gone forever. Or it can be Oker by replacing it with a lack of Kvius. If you're Oker by replacing it with a lack of Kvius, it's gone, but it's still lying dormant beneath the surface. And if it ever comes back once, it returns to the full strength of Vesas Kavua. Which is an interesting fact. I mean, let's say nowadays. Remember, your Vesas applies even if you're not married. People just don't usually pay attention, right? Let's say when a girl is 12, she sees a flug of 34 three times in a row. She has a Vesas flug of 34. Then, from then till she's 30, it's all random with no pattern. If when she's 30, she sees a flug of 34 again, now she's a Vesas Kavu of a flug of 34 for all halachic kulas and chomers that come out of that. Okay, now you'll say she probably doesn't remember when she was 13. Theoretically, she should write it down someplace when she's 13 so that she'll know to keep the rule of Orach Bezman Uba. Okay, what if Lamaisa, who keeps track of their Vesas when they're 13? So the answer is okay. If she doesn't know, she doesn't know. Then Chorach, Zabern goes there to make a Nevera to keep a Vesas that you don't know about. But theoretically, or better example, let's say she's already took her college class, right? She's 19, or even 20. And she took her college class and learned all about Vestos, and she has a Vest three times in a row, Rosh Chodesh 3 months in a row, and that has no pattern. She has to write down for herself, if she ever sees a Rosh Chodesh again, it's back to being a Vestos Kavua. That's the rule of Orach Bezman Uba.
If
you're
the Shachar, she wouldn't have an Eino Kavua for the 35.
Once she has 20, she's now returned to a Kvias. A Kvias uproots an Eino Kavua. Meaning, until now, before this happened, she didn't have to keep 20. That was uprooted three times. She didn't have to keep 30. That was uprooted once. She only had to keep 35. But once this happens, now she only has to keep 20. 20 uproots 35 to the Kvias. Not because she missed it. Because the Kvias uproots an Eino Kavua. Not to mention the fact that according to the Hafluga, according to the Shachar, we pass in a short Hafluga, always uproots a long Hafluga. Yes?
And the Svar of Orach Bezman Uba is like, it's a principle which the Shach is assuming is like built into the system, and here's the Makor, but like, it's not coming from anywhere else. Like, this is it.
The Svar is that sort of every woman should really have some Kvias in her. And therefore, what if the woman was Eino Kavua but was Kavua once? That's probably like her real Kvias in the Pnimius of her, not Nisham, the Pnimius of her Guf, right? That's her real Kvias, and
it
therefore,
never worked out.
Therefore, it never worked out, but if it ever comes out, that's her real Kvias coming out.
There's a massive fundamental difference in like periods here from this idea. Like that.
Yeah, you see, I think it fits in, you have to keep in mind, says the Tor, says the Mechaber, actually. Rov nashim kopei galgeishlo and vestos. Rov women have vestos kavua. The Gemara assumes everyone has vestos kavua. Why? Anyone here learned daf yomi? Okay. For the next couple months, I'm going to keep saying that. Until that was no big deal. Like, you know, 2 weeks ago, I've never said anyone here learned daf yomi because what are the odds that it would tie into Maseches Midos? But now the daf yomi is in Nida. The Gemara says in the very end of the first parak, Tana Rabban Isha She'ein La Veses. We saw this in terms of the three bedikos, but we didn't pay it in the beginning. Isha She'ein La Veses, Asur L'Shamish, can never sleep with her husband. Ve'ein La Loksuba V'lo Piris V'lo Mzonos V'lo Blos V'yotzi V'lo Machzor V'lo Mizdivir Meir. She doesn't get divorced without a ksuba, without payros, without blows, without mazonos, and the husband could never remarry her. Meaning, it's a megatos. She had some fundamental problem with her. She doesn't have a veses. How can you marry a woman without a veses? You never know when she's going to be a nida. She's not marriage-worthy. It's a megatos. No one would ever have wanted to marry her. That's it. Divrei Meir. Now, we pass like many men and tignos. No, she uses two edim. Right? Either means one before, one after, one for her husband. And then we saw three chalukos rishonim. Whether you say like Rambam the Rosh means every tashmish, if she's no veses, she needs these edim. Or whether you say like Rabbi Hanan, that means three times the beginning of her marriage. Or whether you say like the Rebbe and the Shach, no, that's only when they have taros. Now that we don't have taros, she doesn't need to check anything. Okay. But Rameir, I just want to point something out. Not about halacha. No one passed like Rameir. There's no have being a passed like Rameir. But he was clearly assuming a certain idea of scientific reality. If half the women had vestos in his days and half wouldn't, then what kind of idiot would say half the women are asur l'shamesh and ain lahem lo? So obviously, 99% of the women had vestos. The 1% of the women were weird and didn't have vestos. Maybe taka, they were so ill that it was a mekatos. But obviously the assumption is that it's exceedingly abnormal for a woman not to have a vestos kavua. Okay, if you start with that assumption, okay, you say, what about nowadays? Someone told me that they, I don't say someone, Zev Fuchs, who sits in the front left of the base medrash, like next to Ray Silverman, I think, and comes like at 12 every day and stays till 5, and learns many things, including for umpteen years, but... And he learns to show me. You're not mixing up with the fellow who sits in the morning once?
Yeah, that sits next to Barry Silverman.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he does. And he learns daf yomi with all the Rishonim, like through the whole cycle. Then he comes over to me like every 2 or 3 days to tell me like he found something in the Rishonim that like he didn't remember ever learning previously or he had forgotten, and isn't it interesting? And it generally is. He's a ball bus. He's an accountant.
He knows a lot of things.
So, yeah. So he's a Talmud of, happily tell you the stories. He's a Talmud Muvik of Rav Gustman. Rav Gustman was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Ozer. Right? Rav Gustman was on Rav Chaim Ozer's Bezdin. Right? When Rav Chaim Ozer was in his last days, right? Rav Chaim Ozer passed away in the Vilna Ghetto, but he wasn't killed by the Nazis. He passed away of old age in the Vilna Ghetto. And Rav Gustman was a young, a genius, a young Eloy. So Rav Chaim was from Bezdin. Okay, so he told me that Rav Gustman told him that back in Europe, most women had a vestos kavua. It's very strange. Then he got to America, all of a sudden people didn't have a vestos kavua. So it could be Nishtana Teva not from thousands of years ago. And again, I've never seen a scientific study, but keep in mind, women's periods are very environmentally sensitive. It's not like, oh, how can the Teva change? Come on, give me a break. You can't change Teva. No, it all depends what you eat and what you do this and what you do that and when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So many things changed in the world in the last couple hundred years. That it could very well be that once upon a time they all vestos kavua, and now they don't. We eat different foods, we have different chemicals, we have artificial light, we have so many different things in our life that, all right, just like everything else in the world, once upon a time the world was stable, and nowadays it's all, nowadays it's all jumbled. Anyway, back to this, what I'm just saying is, let me try to justify Orthos Manobah a little. If you assume, you forget about Nishtana Teva. We know in Nishtana Teva, we don't necessarily change the law of Nishtana Teva. If you assume every woman, 99% of women have a Vesta Kavua, everyone should have a Vesta Kavua. This woman, she had a Vesta Kavua and then uprooted it for 3, 5, 7, 12, 15 months. Of course she still has a Vesta Kavua. It's natural for a woman to have a Vesta Kavua. It's a disease to not have a Vesta Kavua. It's a mum to not have a Vesta Kavua. And even according to Chani Mantikus, it's a mum. He doesn't think it's not a mum. He just thinks it's a mum that's harmless because she can use Edim and she'll be fixed. It's a harmless mum. He admits it's a mum, right? Just a harmless mum, so you're not going to get divorced in Asur because of that. But if it's a mum, then it makes sense. She really has a vesta kavua. She has this mum. She has this problem. Okay, if we see a glimmer of normalcy, then what are we going to say? Are we going to say she's still abnormal with just coincidental glimmer of normalcy? Or we'll say no. We always prefer to see things as normal. The normalcy has returned. Okay, that's the concept of Orchus Manuba. To us, it seems strange because nowadays the Shtana Teva, it's just statistical anomalies. But if you're living in the time of Rav Meir, Chanina, and Tignos, then it makes a lot of sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, thank you.
I was going to say, Silverman told us he had the same conversation with this guy, and he said that that he thinks that because in Vilna, the women were much more calm and less stressed out, and now everyone lives all crazy, stressed out lives.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, no one knows, you know. There's no way to know any of these things why it is. You know, who knows? Maybe it's because the vaccines, you know, they don't cause autism, but they make you lose your vessels kavua. Okay, so many things have changed since. One of the fascinating things has nothing to do with anything, but one of those fascinating things when you go through these parshiyos and say for Bereishis, is you think like when you read stories, like laws are also interesting, right? That's what we do all day. When you read the stories, you're like, so many things have changed. Our lifestyle is so fundamentally different in a gazillion ways from thousands and thousands of years ago, the time of the Avos. You know, that's not Chazal. That's way long ago. But, like, people are exactly the same. Like, these stories, the relationships, the conversations, like, these are things that happen every day. So it's just fascinating to see, as much as technology changes and the vessels change, this changes. You know, people's relationship with other people is exactly the same as in the time of the Chumash, and I'm not sure exactly the Morsa Haskell is from that, but it's just a fascinating observation, in my opinion. Okay, fine. That's the Shach's Pshan, and that's the concept of Orch Mizmanuba, and that's a Halacha L'maisa concept. And again, if Jacob will say to me, well, now this is Shad Da Teva, why do we still have that rule? It's probably just coincidence. Again, the answer is, because that's how Halacha works. That even if Nishtana Teva, we still keep the halachos as they were given, maybe because, you know, we prefer to base ourselves on some more normal version of reality, even if we live in abnormal times, or maybe just because that's how it goes there. But we have a concept of Orchus Manuba, which is not Mefurish in the Shofanar here, is Mefurish in the Shofanar in the next sif. Okay, why, if it learned from the Brisa here, does the Shofanar say in the next sif, in an example, it's not a brisa? Because here is quoting the Lashon Ramban, the Torah quoted the Lashon Ramban. Okay, why? We'll have to figure out. Now, let's just see what are the different ways of explaining this brisa. The concept of Orch Mizmanuba, Lemaisa is a concept we all paskin like. The Machaber paskin like in the next sif, the Shach paskin is like it, he says that's shot in the brisa, based on Rashi and the Rush. The Taz also paskins like Orach Mizmanuba. He just thinks the Ramban and Rashi would disagree. So it could be the Ramban and Rashi would disagree. Meaning, it's not crazy to say, whoever didn't have this pshat in the Braisa might disagree with it, because they don't have this pshat in the Braisa, then what's the mucker? Okay, but I'm still interested to see what are different ways of teaching this Braisa. So what are the different ways of teaching this Braisa? So one way is the Shach's way of explaining the Brisa. And we paskin like the Shach, yes. Even the Taz paskin like the Shach. He thinks the Shach's pshat in the Brisa is dead wrong, but he still paskins like the Shach. I mean, he thinks the Ramban and Rashba wouldn't. But the Taz still paskins like the Shach. He just doesn't think that's pshat in the Brisa. Why does he not think that's pshat in the Brisa? Just because the Brisa doesn't say there's another Re'iyah here. I mean, the Taz doesn't like the Shach's pshat in the Brisa because, in terms of the words, he doesn't think it fits the Brisa. But he agrees with the concept.
Taz
does not have access to the Shach, but he knows this pshat, but this pshat in the Brisa goes before the Shach. I'm quoting the Shach's pshat in the Brisa. The Shach didn't make up the pshat in the Brisa. The Taz quotes from the...
Yeah, where did he get the idea from?
One second. The the Taz in has a long Taz about this in Sif Katan Chaf Ches, And he says that he says it's Rashi, and the Rashi's pshat in the Braisa. He just doesn't think that that's the best pshat in the Braisa, and that's why he thinks the Ramban and the Torah and the Mechaber are different pshat in the Braisa. Yes.
Where would the Ramban, Rashba, and Taz come up with the idea of Orach?
So give me a second. Give me a second for that. That is a good question. And that's a good question. Now, how would you make pshat in this Braisa? Let's just figure out pshat in the Braisa. Okay. Pshat in the Braisa. This is pshat one. Okay. Shach, it's really Rashi in the Rush. Just the Shach says it over a much clearer lashon. What's another possible pshat in the Braisa? So, another possible pshat in the Braisa is what the Ravid says and what the Taz says, the Ramban says. So here is the Ravid. The Ravid, I don't think it's on any place in this book. But it's found in the Ravid and in the Rishonim and Nida, they're all quoted. So here's the Ramban Lefi Taz, at least at first, before he suggests something else at the end, when he suggests he disagrees. But he says, V'nir l'tar t'gemar koi ha'flagas ha'chodesh, meaning yom ha'chodesh. And the Ramban just makes an example of a flag, but it's really the Ramban Lefi Taz and the Ravid saying no, it wasn't a flag, it was Yimei HaChodesh. Chaf, 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 lamed, lamed, nothing, and chaf. Chaf, 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 shin salu lamed. Chaf and lamed are usher. She didn't see chaf, so lamed. Twice lamed, chaf and lamed are usher. She didn't see chaf, she didn't see lamed. She saw chaf. Meaning, once you do the Yom HaChodesh, you don't need to count from anything. Right? She skipped. So she has 3 months. 2 months she saw lamed. 1 month she didn't see it all. And then she went back to chaf. Now you get the exact same idea of Orach Vazmanabah. You'll tell me, I told you the Taz says the Ramban disagrees. This is the Taz at first.
That's right? 20th and 30th of the month.
Of the month. Of the month. Right? Once it's of the month, you don't have this problem where you're counting from and you can take a pshuto. 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30. Miss them both and then back to 20. You still have the Chiddush Orach Vazmanabah. Right? Same Chiddush.
It's not the same Chiddush.
Same Chiddush.
Is this not about Flaga?
Of... Yeah, but the of Orach Vazmanabah. Yeah, but the chiddush is the same. She was ochre chaf 3 times. Once she saw, she missed chaf 3 times, right?
But the application.
She missed chaf now. She missed chaf now. She missed chaf now. Nonetheless, even though she uprooted 3 times, she wasn't kovei something else instead. Orach Vazmanabah.
The first lamed is not of the month that she saw the chaf on, I assume.
Right. Correct. Correct.
There are 3 months that she missed chaf.
Correct. 3 months she missed chaf 3 times, and here it's the same chiddush. Even though she missed chaf 3 times, and it was nekar, it still revived. Even though she missed chaf 3 times, it was nekar, and she didn't have to be choshish for chaf this month. Nonetheless, since she wasn't conveying anything else instead, it's revived. Okay, why do a lot of people think this is dachuk? A lot of Rishonim think this is dachuk because it doesn't fit the lashon of the Braisa well. The Braisa doesn't sound like days of the month. It says yom esrim, yom shloshim. Well, you could. Okay. You could. Okay. That's another shot. Yes.
Is there enough community between these two pshatim as to when Orach Vazmano applies?
Meaning no.
The first one's totally
no, I think there's no enough community whatsoever between these two pshatim. I think the difference in the two pshatim is just what's a better pshat in the words of the Braisa. I think if Orach Rabbanan applies to Aflaga, it applies to Chodesh. If it applies to Chodesh, it applies to Aflaga. I don't think you can be Mechalik.
Okay.
Anything's possible, but I don't think it would be reasonable. Okay, that's the second shot. There is a third shot. The third shot, well, before we get to the third shot, the third shot is the Taz's Maskana in the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Madani Melech quoted in the Shach. What's the Taz's Maskana? It's a little difficult to understand the Taz's Maskana. He says, but I think it's pretty clear. Can you get the board for me, please? Yes.
When we say that Versus Kabbalah comes up again, even after it's been gone for a while, we assume it's Kabbalah again. We assume it's Kavua, or we're just Koshish?
No, we assume it's Kavua.
Meaning if the day passes, she has to check her.
Yes, and it lasts until it's uprooted another 3 times.
Right.
I mean, it lasts 3 months at least. It's Kavua Mamish. She doesn't have to keep on debating this next month. Kavua Mamish. Okay, that's the second shot.
After she sees on it again.
Yes, only after she sees on it again. Third shot. Shot 2. Third shot is the Madani Melech quoted in the Shach.
Who is it?
Who is the Madani Melech? Who is the Madani Melech? What? No. Don't remember. Who is the Madani Melech? Great question. The Shach quotes him a lot. He's not on the bottom of the rush.
It's a catering company.
It's a Okay, it's a catering company. Okay, so the Madani Melech catering company, which is strange that they would have a maybe not. Someone Google Madani Melech?
Is it spelled Ryan?
Yes.
So yeah, the caterer can be.
No. I just lost. I lost that one. Okay. 1 point to Ellie.
Provide you your same SSC for Madani Melech. It's probably not him.
Is it Usher Ben Levi?
Yeah, Usher. I have Usher Ben Levi Cohen. Yitzchak.
What?
Usher Ben Levi Cohen.
Whatever, the Madani Melech. Okay, well, we'll figure it out for next time. The Madani Melech and the Taz, the Das Rashba Vramban, Bisof Devarav. You'll tell me, I have two different shuftim, the Taz and the Ramban. Yeah, this is the first one he thinks the Ramban holds, and then what he says the Ramban holds, right? He changes his mind at the end based on what he says, his diok in the Rashba, in the end, he's a new pshat in the Ramban. This is definitely not the Ramban Shita, because we have Chiddush Ramban and he didn't. But it might very well be the Rashba Shita. He says, no, what's the case? The case is this. You have to change the girsel. Chaf, chaf, chaf. Chaf. No, sorry. I don't mean days of the month. I mean half weeks. She was Kavua 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30. And then 20. It doesn't say not 20, not 30, 20. No, not everyone is the Gerson, not 20. 30, 30, not 30, 20. We mean not the 30 that we haven't gotten to yet, but rather 20. Meaning, what he does is he erases this line, says this means you don't have to wait till 30. She got it at 20. So he basically like takes out these two misses and says the very next month is 20. Right, and that's really what it sounds like from the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. The fact that he thinks the Ramban holds that, I'm not convinced of. That's what it sounds like in the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. What did the Rashba say? Higia yom, she's questioning, higia yom shloshim, okay, it's a little unclear. Hegi Yom Esrim v'larasa, like, you know, Shloshim v'larasa, Yom Esrim v'larasa. Who do you, okay. Nessie, not so, Yom, he's right, you have to fix some Lashon, but listen to what the Rashba says. Yom Esrim v'larasa, the final 20, is counting 20 from when? Meri'iyas ha-shloshim ka'amar. The final 20 is from 30. It's not you add in another after 30 here. And it's not 20 from, question, 20 counted from when? The answer is 20 counted from this 30. Oh, didn't it say you missed a lot? No, it didn't really say that. He has to fix the girsa. Says the Rashba, it's 20 from this 30. In which case, it's really not much of a chiddush according to the Rashba. Right? That's the Shachspam of Mandani Melech. He says, then there's no chiddush whatsoever according to you. 20 being kavua is not a chiddush. It was only, you only missed it twice. It was never nekar. 30 being uprooted is not a chiddush. The truth is, you could say, the chiddush is that when you go back to your kviyas, you uproot the eino kavua. The shach is not a chiddush. The eino is every haflaga uproots every haflaga anyway. Eino kavua. Okay, but then there's not much of a chiddush. What does Orch Bezmanoba mean? Just means if you didn't uproot something three times, you only uprooted it once or twice, and it comes back. Which is not much of a chiddush. I guess theoretically, maybe you could have thought, no, if I uprooted twice and it comes back, then it's not fully back yet. No, it's fully back, so it was only uprooted twice. Or maybe you would have thought, I still have to be choshish for 30. Because I haven't missed the 30 yet. Okay, it's not much of a chiddush. Okay, that's the pshat of the Rashba and the Madani Melech, and the Taz thinks that they're a bond of pshat also. And this is why the Taz says they disagree with the rule of Aruch Bezmanoba. Right? So according to this, L'chora, they disagree with the rule of Aruch Bezmanoba. Right? According to this, L'chora, Chokem, Al, on that Chiddush. Because for them, no, 20 was never uprooted three times. It was only uprooted twice.
In the first two Shitas, if it had happened three times, like she'd seen a lot of three times, like...
Then 20 would be gone forever and unredeemable.
So it has to be that the last one is... She doesn't.
Right, that's why I keep saying, if no other Besses was Nikma. If you're Kobe has something else instead, then it's gone forever.
Is there a difference between Haflaga and Yom HaKodesh?
No, I don't think so. Meaning there's this technical issue of how to get it to work out, but in terms of the rules, no, there's no difference. I'm confident that there's no difference. Okay, I'll tell you one last shot, which is in the Chiddush Ramban himself. I mean, this is all based, what is this all based on? It's based on that the Shulchan Aruch here quoted the Lashon of the Ramban and Hilchas Nida. The Ramban wrote Hilchas Nida. And the Ramban and Hilchas Nida, you notice in the Shulchan Aruch, didn't have anything interesting. Remember, he only had like this. He left out everything interesting. Why did the Ramban Hilchas Nida leave out everything interesting? So you could say pshat is, because he thought the Braisa was based on the month. So he's just telling you that it's not in the Braisa. And it wasn't, you know, he wasn't trying to tell you over the Braisa. Or you could say, like the Shach, that he doesn't really seem to be so concerned over what the Ramban held. This is the right pshat of the Braisa. But the Ramban, his Chidushim, everyone's bothering this question, 20 from where? One answer is 20 from just adding another Re'iyah here, 35 or 40 or something. Or we're dealing days of the month. Or it's 20 from this 30 and you didn't really miss things in between. It was just a bad girsa. The Ramban himself in his Chidushim says something else. If you look in the Ramban right there, El Atar Nida, he says something which is going to be a famous Machlok Zachron in Sif Tesvav, which we'll see in the next year. This is not quoted on the Daf. Right? For not in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Or not on the Daf. The truth is, it could be that the Chavos Da'as was mechamen to it on his own, even though he didn't have a copy of this also. But this is the Chidushei Ramban. Says the Chidushei Ramban, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30. Then not 20, not 30, but 20. Where's the 20? He says, you missed 20, and then you have 20 from that. Meaning, it's 40, technically 39, the way we count, after the last one. Right? Really, 40 or 39,
from the last Re'ya, right? Because 20 plus 20 is 39, the way we count. So the 20th day from the 20th day is the 39th day, if you think about it, right? Meaning the 8th day from the 8th day from now is the 15th day from now, right? Today's Tuesday, the 8th day from now is Tuesday, the 8th day from then is Tuesday, which is the 15th day from now. Okay. Either that's obvious to you or just take my word for it. Doesn't matter. Also, in Judaism, you're allowed to write 40 instead of 39 anyway, so it's no big deal. Anyway, this is the pshat of the Ramban himself. This is the pshat of the Ramban himself. Now, here you have two chidushim. Let's count misses, right? Green equals missed 20s. Here you had 1, 2, 3 misses. 1, 2, 3 misses. Here you only had 1, 2 misses. That's why it's not much of a chiddush of Aruch Hazvanuba. For them, Aruch Hazvanuba is not really a new halachic concept. In this case, how many misses do you have? 1, 2, and 3. So you still get the chiddush of Aruch Hazvanuba. Unlike the Taz who thinks the Ramban disagrees, you missed it 3 times. You missed 20 and got 30. Missed 20 and got 30. You missed 20 and got 40. You did miss it 3 times, right? Here you have 2 big chidushim. What are the 2 big chidushim? Number 1, Orach Bizmano Ba, like, or let's call it A, like Pshatim 1 and 2, right? Even though you missed 23 times, since you see 20 later, even after 3 Akiros, it comes back to its full power. What's the other big chiddush? The other big chiddush, which is very controversial, it's a famous machlokes achron in Sif Tesvav, but we see it's really machlokes rishonim. I mean, all machlokes rishonim are almost every machlokes achron is machlokes rishonim. Either we're just lazy and don't say the rishonim, or you have to go to like obscure rishonim that only learn gush to find where the rishonim argue about it. But it's very rare to have any machlokes achronim that's not in the rishonim. If you're willing to look up the obscure rishonim, also. One of my goals in life is to make Rishonim less obscure, right? Like whoever was here last year knows that the Talmud, or maybe the Talmud of Akam, is not an obscure Rishon. It's a basic Judaism. So back to our regular schedule. What's the second big Kiddush? Second big Kiddush is that you can count from when you should have seen but didn't, which is against a Mefurish Gemara I just told you, right? Second big finish is you count hafloga from when you should have seen but didn't. That's against the Gemara. Didn't I just tell you it's a Mefurish Gemara that you count for when you saw, not for when you should have seen?
It's not against the Gemara because this situation is different because you missed it.
Exactly. Precisely. That's the big machlokas. There's a machlokas achronim. No one quotes the Ramban because most of the achronim didn't have the Ramban's chidushim anida. Truth is, I didn't look at all the other Rishonim's chidushim anida here, but maybe it's not so Mefurish and the Sfarim that were available to them. They all had the Ramban's hilchas anida. They didn't have his chidushim, and in Hilchas Nida, he doesn't go into how to explain the Gemara, he just says halachos. What's the point? The point is this. And with this, we will end. We will end. If you have the following case, 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, when do you count 20 from? Oh, sorry. Not 20 and 30. When do you count next month? No one argues. She is choseshet for 20 from the 30. You do not count when you didn't see, you count when you did see. But as Ellie points out, that's because you have a time you did see to count from. That's not the same as this case. What's this case? This case is 20, 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, although those are optional, not 20, and nothing.
It's not that you didn't see 20 but saw 30 instead. You didn't see 20 and now you're just waiting. Now, can you count 20 for when you would have seen or not? Not so clear. The Gemara said, you don't count 20 for when you would have seen when you can count it for when you did see. But what if there's no other option? It's either count 20 for when you would have seen or don't. Not so clear, right? So what do we do? Here, there's two possibilities. Says the Ramban, he says, in this case, Hosheshes, for 20 from then. Ah, since when you count when you wouldn't, from when you would have seen but didn't. When there's no time you did see, you count when you would have seen. Not crazy. Ah, what about all the other Pshatim? Remember, all the other Pshatim said something because they didn't like the way the Gemara read. The diuk is all the other Pshatim disagree with this, right? The diuk is that.
There's in the final list.
But who are all the other Pshatim? The Rashi and the. It's a diuk, right? But Rashi, Rush, Ravid, Rashba are meduyak that you don't count 20, that you don't ever count from when you should have seen but didn't. Now, it's a diuk. It's a diuk. But it's meduyak, the Ramban holds, when you don't have, when you didn't get a period, you count from when you would have, should have gotten your period. When you got your period, you count from there. What if nothing happened? The Ramban says you count from when it should have come. The other Rishonim are meduyak, it's a diuk, that you don't count from when you should have come. In Siftes Vav, I just want to point out, and that'll take Mickey's question, that's a machlokas achronim in Siftes Vav. And the truth is, it's not a diuk mochrach. Maybe there are other reasons they didn't say their Ramban's pshat. Right? Okay, or maybe you do it. But, how to insert test love, and here this is a spoiler alert. Not a spoiler alert, it's a spoiler. In Sif test love, the Beis Yosef and the Taz will hold like the Ramban, and the Bach and the Maharshal, if I'm not mistaken. And the Shach and the Kuzak Kesef will hold against the Ramban on this. Okay, Mickey.
Let's say in a similar case, like you see 20-20-20, and then you don't see for the next month. So would everyone also say that you just wait until you see, and then that will be your new Eino Kavua HaFlaga? Like if you, let's say you skip the month, then it would be 40 or 60, whatever it would be. And then that would be your new Eino Kavua, and then you count 20 from that.
Yes, once you see a different day, then everyone agrees. You count 20 from there, and the Eino Kavua from there. Like, let's say, in the end, you saw, I don't know, how many days later, 43 days later. Everyone agrees you count 20 from the 43.
So, if you're not counting the 20 from when you should have seen, so then if you don't see for 3 months, why is that Oger, the 20-20-20? Why don't you just wait till the next time? How can you count?
That's also Machlok Zachronim Sif Tesvav. Who says it's Oker? Who said not these things for 3 months was Oker?
Is that what we said earlier?
Did we? I mean, that's the end of Sif Tes Vav. But not everyone agrees. That's the Mechaber in Sif Tes Vav, they seems to say, says that. But not everyone agrees. And some of the Yachron think it's totally on this. And something not, and that's what we'll deal with in Sif Tes Vav. So you're on the right track, just you'll see the sheet is in Sif Tes Vav. Okay, so we will, I think, call it a day for now.
Let's see this one. Okay, I think it's over here. I don't know how that happened.
I think we finished a few dalet. So we'll pick up Mirza Shem next time with Se'if Tesbav. I will, we should have plenty of time to finish Shemekuf Pei Test and plenty of time to keep on schedule for our Chazara and our test. If anyone doesn't have email, then they should ask someone who does have email to print out the email I sent out about the schedule for the rest of the year in Halacha, all of the Shiurim and Chazaras and the Chinas. You'll get the last word, please.
Bechavod. Would you like me to announce it?
So, Mickey, what you said was...
When the Rebbe's done.
Based on the... Beis Yosef.
Beautiful.
What you said fits with the Beis Yosef and the Marsh.